We go to Lucas Panzeca of 104.5 The Zone in Nashville. Lucas, thanks for the spur of the moment arrival on our show. We appreciate it. Obviously, the news that broke today, DeAndre Hopkins is traded to the Kansas City Chiefs. First off, do you have any dirt on Mac that you want to get out of the way real quick?
Oh, any dirt on Mac? Now, that's a good question. I don't know, man. Mac's a good dude. Mac's a good dude. I'm going to keep the dirt in-house until he gives me a reason. Yeah. Until he gives me a reason to spill. No, look, I'm just happy Mac went to a winning football city, okay?
Yeah. No, that's great. That's a good bro to keep it in-house. But I do want to bring up DeAndre Hopkins, because the question that everybody's having, and I want to address this first, the MCL or the knee, like, what was the concern level in Nashville, and like, what was the talk of the town about his knee injury that everybody keeps bringing up on our text line?
Yeah, so he suffered that injury in training camp, and it looked like he was going to miss maybe the first one or two games of the regular season. He ended up being available for the Bears game, but had a really limited snap count. In fact, his snap count was fairly limited in the first couple weeks of the season, and then it started to rise a little bit. And really, the last couple weeks, it's not been much of an issue. The reason DeAndre Hopkins' lack of production has been an issue in Tennessee is much more about quarterback play than it is about a knee issue. So, obviously, they pulled him on Sunday in the fourth quarter of the Bills game, and at that point, the game was largely out of hand. And the speculation there is, okay, they're trying to preserve him. They're trying to move him. DeAndre Hopkins has been the first name at the top of any list when it comes to the Titans maybe being sellers before the trade deadline. Brian Callahan said the other day that he was experiencing some leg soreness. The truthfulness of that, I don't know. But to me, it would be more likely that Titans are just trying to sideline him and maximize the opportunity to ship him. Now we see in a move to Kansas City. So I don't think it's a big issue. That's not to say it won't pop up at some point down the road, but it was not limiting his snap count really in the last few weeks.
You wonder too, is this an injury because you're 1-5 and now you go to 6-0 and that injury all of a sudden is gone? Because that does happen a lot in the NFL, you know?
Exactly, right? See Devontae Adams. The calf has been magically healed since he arrived in New York, and he's getting a full snap count. So I will not be surprised to see DeAndre Hopkins get a full workload whenever his Chiefs debut comes.
Yeah, and you know, that's the thing. We're excited to see him here, and you know, we set reasonable expectations. Like, I don't know how you feel about this, but if we set a reasonable expectation of 4 to 5 catches, 60 yards per game, maybe a touchdown every other game, is that a realistic expectation to have for DeAndre Hopkins?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, he was the splash signing for the Titans last year in summer of 2023, and the Titans have had a ton of experience with bringing in these guys that could be future Hall of Famers, legendary figures at the wide receiver position, the likes of Randy Moss, and just players throughout Andre Johnson throughout the course of Titans history that have come in the later stages of their career, not really contributed much. DeAndre Hopkins finally, debunked that, so to speak. He came in, he was a 1,000-yard receiver, despite all the issues the Titans had at quarterback, despite being the only target that defenses really had to worry about last season, he still went over 1,000 yards, and he still was a great target for Will Levis when he came in for his NFL debut. So, that would be a very reasonable expectation. DeAndre Hopkins can still play, man. He's still a pro. He still has the catch radius, and he's the type of receiver that think like a Larry Fitzgerald, right? That he can age into this league without it really setting him back. His game never really relied on straight line speed, right? I mean, he's a great route runner. It's never been an issue in terms of drops. And he's just an absolute pro on top of all of that. So it's been great to have DeAndre Hopkins in Nashville. He's been a great fit for the city, and I don't think anybody here would have anything but good things to say to him on and off the field.
Talking to Lucas Panzeca of 104.5 The Zone in Nashville. Lucas, I want to bring this up because a lot of people kind of see Patrick Mahomes, DeAndre Hopkins, and Bob just kind of, you know, brought up expectations. But like, what kind of route running, or where do you kind of see like how they will utilize DeAndre? I know you say age can kind of like, he's kind of like an ageless wonder, you know, it doesn't really show in his play, but like, I assume going over the middle is probably not his favorite thing to do these days at 32.
No, I wouldn't say that. Look, he's still a great route runner, and I see him and Patrick Mahomes establishing an immediate connection in terms of trust. Mahomes is going to be able to trust DeAndre Hopkins. They're going to be able to establish that very, very quickly. And this is going to be sort of new territory for Hopkins, because he's going to go from being a sounding board, kind of a mentor to Will Levis, to now playing with the best quarterback in the National Football League. I'm sure that's a relief for DeAndre. And he never showed signs of frustration during his time in Nashville. Like I said, he's been a pro the whole way. But I bet this will rejuvenate him this season to legitimately get a chance to play for a Super Bowl, something that he has not had since the height of the Texans, right, when Deshaun Watson was at the peak of his career throwing to DeAndre Hopkins. So, look, he is an older player. So, 32-year-old DeAndre Hopkins is not 27-year-old DeAndre Hopkins. But like I said, I think his style of play has enabled him to age pretty gracefully in this league to where he can still be a high-level impact player. He was a 1,000-yard receiver just last season. Guys, I don't know how much y'all pay attention to the Titans.
Not much.
But with how inept that – okay, well, and for good reason. But with how inept that offense was last season, to have a 1,000-yard receiver within that offense was a feat in and of itself, and it was a credit to DeAndre Hopkins still continuing to get open despite being the focal point. Titans didn't have anybody else on that team on the outside that could get separation. They didn't have anybody else that could be a reliable target, whether it was Ryan Tannehill or Malik Willis or Will Levis in that rotating door of quarterbacks. DeAndre Hopkins was the constant last season. Now he finally goes to a stable, high-level quarterback situation. I will be very, very surprised if those two don't establish an immediate connection. And when healthy, DeAndre Hopkins, he may not be the player he was 6-7 years ago, but still will be one of the more reliable targets in the NFL.
So I know the Chiefs are excited from a standpoint of the red zone and utilizing this guy inside the 20. Can you speak to how he performs inside the 20 and why the Chiefs seemingly are excited about that aspect of his game?
Yeah, absolutely. It's about his catch radius, right? I mean, his catch radius is so wide. DeAndre Hopkins kind of defines that he's always open. He's that type of wide receiver. And we didn't really get to see that this year with the Titans. And it might scare Chiefs fans to look at D-Hop's numbers this year and think that the drop-off has started. But I promise you, the issues in Tennessee are a lot deeper than DeAndre Hopkins. We're having all sorts of conversations. At no point this year did we in Tennessee have the conversation of DeAndre Hopkins is no longer the player that he was. Titans got to move DeAndre Hopkins because he's not giving them what they thought they would get in him. That has not been the conversation. The issue has been move DeAndre Hopkins because you've got to sell. You've got to rebuild. And it seems like you have your answer on your quarterback. So now it's time to look to the future. So, yeah, his catch radius for me is the number one thing. Route running and catch radius, those are the two constants throughout the course of DeAndre Hopkins' career, and that definitely comes up big in the red zone.
Talk with Lucas Panzeca of 104.5 The Zone. Lucas, you talked about him being a pro's pro, going to multiple teams, being with a lot of different quarterbacks. This is a wide receiver room in Kansas City that's really young, inexperienced, even behind DeAndre Hopkins. We don't expect him to come in and be a 1,300, 1,400 first-team all-pro guy like he was maybe in 2017, 2018. Still expect some production, but can you speak to maybe his leadership and what he can do in a young locker room that's still going to need some help behind him?
Yeah, look, I mean, he's not your rah-rah guy, right? DeAndre Hopkins is never the guy breaking down the huddle. He's sort of the philosopher of the locker room, so to speak. He was honestly a really good calming presence for a guy like Will Levis, who can get very high strung, right? Levis is the type of quarterback, it's been a discussion about him since his college days. He can get too high, he can get too low. Hopkins was a great sort of stabilizing factor for Will Levis, and I think he could be that for a young Chiefs wide receiver room. So, look, he's very toned down in the locker room. He's not going to give you a lot in terms of those media scrums, but he's a really, really mature player. You're not going to get any drama from DeAndre Hopkins. He is a pro's pro, and I think the media here in Tennessee really appreciated that, and Will Levis benefited from that last year. I mean, and there were times where Levis is coming off the field way too fired up, right? You're seeing the vein popping out of his neck, whether it's something good or bad, and DeAndre Hopkins was kind of the guy that was there to balance him out, to calm him down and be that calming aspect. He doesn't need to do that for Patrick Mahomes, but I wonder how much that quality will help this Chiefs wide receiver core.
Lucas Panzeca of 104.5 The Zone in Nashville. Hey, man, we appreciate the time. Have a good rest of your morning and afternoon, and we appreciate the D-Hop information here on our show.
Yeah, appreciate you guys. Have a good one.
Thank you.
He appreciates us. Look at that. That's nice.
Nice guys in Nashville.
Yeah.
That's right.